Wow. I'm looking at some video of Wenatchee right now that the Wenatchee newspaper has on their website. They got a couple feet of snow the other night, and some areas apparently had like 4 feet of snow. So we have to thank listener Lynn.
Is this in the Wenatchee world?
Yes. Lynn put us in contact with a family member, Jeff, who's a state trooper and is out there in Wenatchee right now. Good morning, Jeff. You're on with Brad and John. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you.
How much snow did you wake up to in your yard Thursday morning?
Well, I got my yardstick out, and I went and stuck it right down, smack dab in the middle of the yard, and I came up with an average of about 28 inches.
Impressive. So we, John only had 6 the other day.
Wow. Yeah, I was complaining about 6 up here on our little hill, and you said 28?
28 inches in my yard, yes.
And that, in a span of how many hours did that fall?
Well, I went to bed, and it was just starting to snow, and then I woke up, and that's what I woke up to. So that probably would have been about 8 to 9 hours between the two. We averaged between 2 to 3 inches an hour during that span.
That's putting a stress on testing some people's construction skills. I mean, some of the little lean-tos and pop-outs and different things.
Well, I had to go out and shovel off my garden shed. It wasn't going to make it if I didn't do it.
Yeah,
so I'd be worried about roofs. Does anybody, if the pitch isn't quite right, have you seen anybody go up on their roof and try to get that stuff off?
Well, I share your concern because I grew up in the valley, and the last time I experienced a snowfall like this was the winter of 96, and we did lose a roof at my place, and a lot of neighbors and people in the area did lose mostly the uninsulated detached garages. But yeah, if your house wasn't built sturdy, and it's not heated properly to start that melting process, I guess there could be the risk. I couldn't tell you for sure whether or not we received enough the other night to really truly threaten people's primary structures. But the roofs have a couple feet on them right now.
Does your work with the State Patrol take you out on the road where you're assisting motorists in that area, or is that not what you do?
Well, not at the moment. Right now, I'm a canine officer, so I don't patrol the road like I used to. But yeah, I did spend about 7 years here in Wenatchee, and that was my day job. So I've dealt with a lot of winter storms. This one, I think, takes the cake. It's probably the worst I've seen in a 24-hour period of time since I've lived here my entire life.
Yes, describe. I don't know how out and about you've been, but describe a scene or two that were just like, wow, this is you don't see this, you don't see people having to do this or that, or I mean, what have you seen?
Well, needless to say, there hasn't been a lot of out and about considering the roadway conditions. The plow drivers are just trying to keep up, and they're working overtime right now, so unless you have to go somewhere, most people are kind of staying put, including myself. But something that is unusual for my neighborhood that you don't see a lot is basically neighbors coming alongside neighbors, and really those that have the capability, the snowblowers capable of moving the massive amounts of snow, jumping in and helping neighbors. Most of us up here have blowers, but not very many of us have blowers that are capable of dealing with the amount we receive. We've been, so with a few in the neighborhood, including myself, that have one with like a track or something like that are capable of, moving large amounts of snow, are really working overtime, helping out those, the neighbors that have smaller snow blowers not capable of doing it.
Yeah, you got to take one to the grocery store and help people out to their car with their carts and stuff. Just carve a little tunnel all the way out there to the car.
Yeah, and a lot of people, ended up trapped for a while in their driveways because when the plow does go through, you can imagine what almost 3 feet of snow being thrown by a plow creates a 5-foot berm.
Is it true that some areas got 4 to 5 feet of snow?
Yeah, not here in the valley, but I would imagine out west, towards Leavenworth, I think Lake Wenatchee got hit with about that much. So the people that are living out there probably are still trying to unbury themselves. We have family that live out in Dryden, which is, just a little ways east of of Leavenworth, and they're, I believe, still stuck. And they have a tractor, and they've been trying to get themselves unburied for the last 48 hours now, and I think they're still working at it.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm at 5 feet of snow. That's a person, man. That's crazy.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Like I said, it hasn't been, 96 is the last time I can remember seeing snowfall like this.
Right. Okay. All right. So we'll stop. I won't complain anymore about 6 inches of snow up
that
here.
Is rapidly melting at
yeah,
this point.
Right. That's pretty much all gone over here. It might not be until June until you lose all that snow there in Wenatchee. Jeff, thank you very much for talking with us this
morning.
Have
a great weekend.
Have a great weekend shoveling.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah.